that he has given them life and peace and joy, and you're supposed to be quiet because you might not, you might be a bigot, or you might insult somebody, offend someone. You're supposed to, and we're supposed to be quiet. I thought he said, and you are not my boss, and you're going to tell me what to do? I don't think so. My boss told me to go in all the world. And he didn't tell me just preach to one nationality of people. He said, preach to every, if you got breath in your body, if you're breathing. He didn't tell me to look around and see what color you are. He said, preach this gospel to every nationality, ethnic group, every person. Because I don't care how pretty your skin is or how rough it is. If you don't know Jesus, you're on the way to hell. If you know Jesus, you're a beautiful saint. If you don't know Jesus, you're a lost sinner. And your beauty is not going to get you into heaven, but the blood will.
Hallelujah.
Ha ha. You hear me? I said the blood will. So, where did I stop? Verse 44. And in, he said, in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up what? A kingdom. Now, I like this. In the days of these kings, y'all need to follow me. You need to follow me. The God of who?
Heaven
will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. And that's what they'll try to do. This kingdom we're in will not, that we are born into, will not left to other people to decide what we're going to do, what we can do, what we can't do. No. This kingdom will not be left to other people. It shall, now listen what it shall, this kingdom is going to do. It shall break in pieces and consume all the kingdoms, and it shall stand how long?
Forever.
I don't care how many laws they pass. I don't care how many famous, they can have the highest knowledge that can be obtained with every kind of degree and accolades and your lay and their lay and whatever. And say what they want to say, but when it's over with, there is a king.
Yeah.
There is a name.
Yeah.
And it is the only name.
Yeah.
He is the only one.
Yeah.
Every knee shall bow and every tongue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Now notice what it says here. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45. Inasmuch as you saw what? That the stone was cut out of a mountain without hand. And that it did what? It broke in pieces. The iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold. The great God has made known to the king, has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain. Huh? The dream is certain, king. He showed you, and this is what the interpretation of it is. You're king, you're mighty, but you're going to know before it's over that the Most High God liveth. And he sits on the throne. And I don't care what goes down, before it's over with, people are going to know that the Most High God liveth. Hallelujah. And he's sitting on the throne. And nobody's going to rule over him. He started this, and it will end with him. Hallelujah. So don't think you can get smart enough to evade God. That you don't have to come and face him. I'd rather face him in his grace and mercy than to face him in his wrath. Are y'all listening to me? I'm so glad that he provided grace and mercy for me. Because I didn't need justice. I needed mercy. And I had sense enough to respond to his mercy. I'm not going to walk around and think I'm living to myself. I can do what I want to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter, I want to jump over here and talk about the fulfillment of it and come back to show you what happened when he fulfilled it. I'm telling you, when the church in this hour wake up and realize who we are a force to be reckoned with. Hallelujah. If anybody can take fire, put three men in fire, and the fire won't burn them. I don't know any leader. I don't know any politician. I don't know any king. I don't know anybody that has that kind of authority. Tell you, walk in that fire and I'll take care of you. But I do know a God. I said, I do know a God. You can call it Old Testament. You can call it old whatever. But I know it works. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So have you found 1 Peter 2? Let's pick up at 1 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you get it, let me know by saying amen. Ha, 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 ha. 1 Peter chapter 2. Listen to this. I started to read from, I think I'll pick up so you can get the whole picture. 1 Peter chapter 2. You got it?
Amen.
I'm with you too. I'm going to start at verse 4, but let's start at verse 1. Wherefore, lay aside all what? Malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy. And all evil speaking, and newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted the Lord is gracious. Have you ever tasted? That's why I don't do anything. I know I missed it, but I don't go out no day. I never plan the day that I go out on purpose and just mess up on the Lord.
All right now.
Just do what I want to do. You know, I may have got mad and started, but I got my mind right before I did it. And a lot of times, sometimes I act stupid and have to repent. But my point is, I didn't plan to do it. Because I've tasted him. He's gracious. He's gracious. He's gracious to me. I remember. See, there's certain landmarks in my life he could take me back to and he'll have no problem with me agreeing with it. I remember how desperate I was. See, you may have never been there. And I was in Vietnam and it was so hard. I can't, and that's why I see when I see people hurting, I can identify with because I've been there. When you are desperate, when you are going through some stuff mental pain and suffering can be just as severe, if not more severe, than physical pain. It can be terrible. And I was going through some stuff, it was terrible. You know, you get being shot at, you don't know when you're going to get shot, if you're going to get shot. Now, what if I pull out a gun and start just shooting? I think y'all get out of here, wouldn't you?